Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. On Harmonia this week, Vienna. When Mozart moved to Vienna in the early 1780s, he knew very well where he was going. Vienna was the glamorous center of the Habsburg Empire, which supported a wealth of music and musicians. Mozart wasn't the only composer with an excellent reputation. This week on Harmonia, we'll look at some of Mozart's Viennese contemporaries. Partial support for this edition of Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music, with subscriptions available on the web at goldbergweb.com. That was the final movement from Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Oboe Quartet in F Major, KV 370. It was composed while he was temporarily residing in Munich at the beginning of the year 1781. It turned out to be a watershed year for him. He managed to free himself from the Archbishop of Salzburg's service and move to the bustling city of Vienna. There he quickly established himself, even though the competition was stiff. There were numerous other composers in Vienna vying for audiences, patronage, and, of course, money. Picture it. Vienna, June 9th, 1781. Mozart is unceremoniously discharged from his duties to Archbishop Colloredo of Salzburg, with a kick in the behind, as Mozart himself wrote, although Mozart used a slightly more colorful term. Now he was free to earn a living for himself, and that he did. He quickly established himself as a piano virtuoso who could compose in the most modern of fashions, music à la mode. Thank you. We heard the last two movements from Mozart's Sonata in A Major, KV 331, performed by Ronald Brautigan, fortepianist. The newly arrived Mozart was one of a number of composers living in Vienna whose reputation had to live up to those who came before him. One of his most significant predecessors was Georg Christoph Wagenseil, a leading musical figure in the development of the classical style. Wagenseil was the court composer and keyboard master to the Empress Maria Theresa. Although he passed away in 1777, he would have been familiar to Mozart. A young Wolfgang had performed a concerto of Wagenseil's for the Empress on a visit to Vienna in 1762. Here's the Symphony in G Major, WV 413, by Wagenseil. It's performed by the L'Orfeo Baroque Orchestra and directed by Mickey Gregg. That was the Symphony in G Major, WV 413, by Georg Christoph Wagenseil, performed by the L'Orfeo Baroque Orchestra. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. On Harmonia this week, we're listening to music by composers working in Vienna during the time of Mozart. For many years, flutists never questioned the authorship of Joseph Haydn's D major flute concerto. Yet we know now that it was actually composed by Leopold Hoffmann, a Viennese composer who was held in high esteem by his contemporaries. Hoffmann was particularly adept at writing church music. It's somewhat ironic that his name would live on most prominently associated with a work misattributed to Haydn, since Hoffmann was really disliked by Haydn. Hoffmann's name does pop up late in Mozart's life. In April of 1790, Mozart petitioned the city to succeed Hoffmann at St. Stephen's Cathedral. The ill and aging Kapellmeister was no longer able to hold his duties, so the council appointed Mozart assistant and deputy. Unfortunately, what was supposed to be a lucrative move on Mozart's part ended up in failure. The appointment was unpaid. Now, what musician hasn't been in that pickle before? Here's music by Leopold Hoffmann. That was the second movement of Leopold Hoffmann's Concerto in D Major for Flute and Orchestra. The soloist was Bartold Keuchen, accompanied by the orchestra Tafelmusik, directed by Jean Lemann. Teacher, theorist, and organist Johann Georg Albrechtsberger was a composer so prolific that he put out 284 church compositions, 278 keyboard works, and over 193 other instrumental works, which included two concertos for jew's harp. With Beethoven as one of his students, he was praised by Haydn as the finest composition teacher in Vienna. Mozart even paid him a compliment by saying that Albrechtsberger's skills as an organist were to be emulated as a model. The next piece is an aria by Albrechtsberger entitled Passione Domine. It's performed by Monika Grob, mezzo-soprano, Christian Lindberg, trombone, Anne Wallström and Marit Bergmann, violins, Olaf Larsen, cello, and Björn Geffert, organ. Thank you. music of Johann Georg Albrechtsberger, the aria Passione Domine, performed by mezzo-soprano Monika Grob, trombonist Christian Lindberg, violinists Anne Wallström and Marit Bergmann, cellist Olaf Larsen, and organist Björn Geffert. Our new release this week features the music of Francesco Maria Veracini. The sonatas from 1716 for violin or recorder and basso continuo are performed by Karsten Erik Ose, recorder, and the ensemble Ornamente 99, Diez Eichler, harpsichord, André Heinrich, archlute, and Matthias Hoffmann, cello. We'll hear the last two movements, Largo and Allegro, from the first sonata of the set.
Thank you.
two movements from the Sonata Prima by Francesco Maria Veracini, played by the ensemble Ornamente 99, from a new CD of Veracini's music released on the Aeolus label. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Support for Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music. Information on the web at goldbergweb.com. Additional technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blacklin McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.